And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden. You got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. We do not take that for granted. I was just talking to someone this morning about how in a year and a half this show has done more than I ever would have imagined. Not the least of which is hiring you, Boomer, to come in here and work with us every day. Pretty awesome. But yeah, came out of nowhere, never having done any radio before, and God's just opened doors like we had not expected. So proud of it, pleased for it, and want to be a good steward of it. So anyway, all right, listen, number one of the Triple Dipper, the Griner trade. So I said it earlier, I don't even know who Brittany Griner was, all right? I should say is. I did not know who she was before. I don't know who she is really now. I know of her now because of all the notoriety that's happened in the last 10 months. But here's the story. I mean, just to catch you up, details you probably already know, but I got to lay the predicate for the rest of this conversation. And you're welcome, by the way, if you're welcome to call in, if you got a comment you want to make about the Brittany Griner trade, I think I'd like to hear them. Text or call right now. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-687-4448. Sometimes we call it 833-68-RIGHT. That's what it is. Your thoughts on the Brittany Griner trade. So, story, I got this one off an alternative website. It's called Bounding Into Sports. Storyline came out yesterday. Olympian and WNBA champion Brittany Griner. So apparently she was an Olympian. Didn't want to stand for the national anthem, but she was willing to go and represent the United States in the Olympics. Anyway, she was arrested and sentenced to 9 years of hard labor in a Russian penal camp for bringing cannabis vape cartridges into the country. She's been exchanged with Russian national and notorious arms dealer Victor Boot as the result of a deal between the United States and Russia in order to secure her freedom. Griner, who spent 10 months in Russia already, was confirmed by Fox News late last night to have been released and turned over to American custody so she could be returned home. Biden, when he gave his press conference, went on to also, you know, basically say and celebrate the news as a diplomatic victory. However, not once during the speech did he mention at all that the U.S. government handed over a dangerous international criminal as part of the deal. Kind of left that part out. But that's the part that's kind of sort of put the taint on this thing. I mean, you look at it and go, I get it. A life for a life. Get an American. Every one of these American citizens being detained abroad wrongfully needs to be brought home. I mean, we still got, though, another guy there who I'm going to get into in just a minute. But the very idea that she got 9 years in a Russian penal camp, I mean, if they were that concerned about it, they should have, you know, detained her, seized her baggage, and then shipped her raggedy self home and been done with it. But no, it was Russia. They wanted to make a point because here we were beginning to fund the war on the Ukrainian side. Right at the same time, keep in mind, that's where we are. It was 10 months ago. What month was that? That'd be February. When did the war start? Oh, yeah, February. And there was a lot of international condemnation led by the United States to include, by the way, funding the Ukrainian army. And next thing you know, Brittany Griner in prison, convicted. What does she have on her possession? Cannabis vapes. Now, by the way, was she breaking the law? Yeah, what a stupid thing. You took them with you? Really? That's what you do? You go to foreign countries and you take illegal substances with you? For the love. Russia especially? Come on. It's not like you were going to Canada. But she did, and nonetheless, 9 years, everybody knows that was excessive. Everybody knows that was Putin leaning in hard. Well, the idea, though, that a life for a life, bring the American home, please. I mean, bring the American home. I'm good with that. I am good with that. But doesn't it feel lopsided? And I can't help but look at this and go, the guy they call the merchant of death, the one who is literally on the record of having supplied arms to terrorists and to, help fund the wars in Angola and, and narco traffickers and drug cartels. And the bottom line is this, He was an awful individual responsible for the deaths of thousands, perhaps tens of thousands or more, who literally funded and fueled discontent and unrest all over the world and pocketed millions and millions and millions of dollars at the expense of innocent lives. And we traded him for a WNBA basketball player. I get it. A life for a life. But doesn't this feel out of balance to you? Story on Fox News. U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner has arrived back in the United States. Yes, she has. Friday is the first time Griner has set foot in the U.S. since she was incarcerated by Russia 10 months ago. The deal was finalized after Russia showed that it was unwilling to free another U.S. citizen named Paul Whelan. If you're not familiar, Paul Whelan is a former Marine, an Iraqi war veteran, arrested in 2018 for allegedly conducting intelligence work. The White House said Whelan was convicted in 2020. So Paul Whelan has been over there since 2018, accused of something he swears he had nothing to do with. Here's the way the Biden administration described the negotiations. Karine Jean-Pierre says, this was not a choice for us. It wasn't? So the terms were dictated? Is that what we're saying? This was not a choice for us on which American to bring home. It was a choice between bringing home one American or none. Okay, so basically Putin dictated the terms. So what I'm hearing there is that the Biden administration went to the table taking the kowtow approach, taking the head down, please, sir, may I have another approach. They were told what to do by Putin is what it sounds like. Now, one White House reporter asked Karine Jean-Pierre, this was someone who had conspired to sell weapons that he knew would have been used to kill Americans, American drug agents. Law enforcement officials may not be happy with his release. What is the president's message to them and to others who say essentially this was a bad deal? Karine Jean-Pierre said, the president felt a moral obligation to bring Brittany home. There was an opportunity to do that. It was either Brittany or no one at all, and we're not going to apologize for that. Okay, stiff upper lip. Let's make sure we put the shiny, you know, lipstick on this thing, because that's all they got. Boomer, have I got a call or no? Okay. But here's Paul Whelan. Story also on Fox News. And this is, it's heartbreaking. If you've seen Paul Whelan, by the way, there are videos. He's had the opportunity to appear before cameras, which is really just a way for Putin to make sure that America gets a thumb in the eye. So President Biden's prisoner exchange with Russia secured the release of Brittany Griner, but left U.S. Marine veteran Paul Whelan in Russian custody. Whelan has been in Russian custody since 2018 when he was sentenced to 16 years in prison on espionage charges. Griner had been in Russian custody since February after authorities discovered vape cartridges containing a small amount of cannabis oil in her luggage. Biden's administration had initially sought the release of both Griner and Whelan in exchange for notorious arms dealers Victor Boot, a Russian citizen serving prison sentence in America, known colloquially as the Merchant of Death. Whelan's brother, David Whelan, congratulated Griner on her release in a Thursday statement, but lamented the Biden administration's failure to release his brother. His words were, she'll be reunited with her family. Brittany's free. Paul is still a hostage. Notice, by the way, he didn't say a prisoner. He said a hostage. But how many more times do I have to write that, he continued. Despite the possibility there might be an exchange without Paul, our family is still devastated. I can't even fathom how Paul will feel when he learns. Paul has worked so hard to survive nearly 4 years of this injustice. And by the way, this is the second time that the Biden administration has negotiated to bring somebody home from Russian imprisonment, and it did not include Paul Whelan. But we can give up one of the most wanted men in the world. But Russia's like, no, we're not going to do that. They don't have anything to say what Paul Whelan actually did. They just convicted him upon their own suspicions. We, on the other hand, have video of him trying to traffic surface-to-air missiles, Victor Boot. Unbelievable. I got a caller on the line, bud. Let me grab that real quick. I'm sorry. Line 5, Mac from Athens. Hey, Mac, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Phil. Listen, I just heard the voice of John Bolton. he said that in 2018, when Trump was president, that they had the negotiations on the table for this Whalen versus Boot.
Yeah.
And Mr. Trump said, I'm sorry, he's too dangerous to turn loose.
Oh, the Boot was too dangerous? Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. He refused to make that deal for a Marine in 2018. I just thought it's just in stark contrast to what has happened.
Well, it's a stark contrast between the two administrations, that's for sure. I mean, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Putin sets the terms with the Biden administration, apparently.
It seems so.
Hey,
well, we had the same offer, and Mr. Trump just said we can't do it. He's too dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I think we're gonna see in the days to come, man. Hey, Mac, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. All right. Well, listen, Boomer, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and take the break. We'll come back from this and wrap this section up. But I had to spend some time on this. To me, this was one of those things that the more I watched on the news, the more I was unsettled by it. Am I glad she's home? Sure. Of course I am. I don't want her to be over there in a penal camp in Russia, especially with, you know, a 9-year sentence on something that was arguably legal in most of the United States. However, giving up Victor Boot? I don't get it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, let me jump over to the phones there. Is that line one? Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Phil. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's a Friday around here.
And I'm not working today, so it is a great day.
There you go. All right. Well, good deal. So you're not having to fight with Nashville traffic today. That's good.
No, I'm doing getting a car. Mom's car serviced in Owensboro Hyundai.
All right. What's on your mind today, man?
We got Brittany Griner back. And if they want to get, what is his name, Paul Whelan, I think?
Yeah.
I can get him back in a week if they want me to.
Okay.
If they let me, you know. All we need to do is I've got to tell him that he needs to become trans or thinking about being trans and that he can't get his necessary medicine or surgery in Russia.
Oh,
we need to get him an American flag and a lighter so that he can light it on fire. And then the next thing we need to do is have him say he renounces diesel vehicles and he wants to work for electric green companies. And I guarantee you, we'll have marches in Washington trying to get him back. They may even take Brittany back and trade for him.
Oh, I think my favorite part of that whole thing was not just all the intersectionalities you just named, but that they might actually trade Brittany back for him. That's hilarious.
Well, you got to go for the, you know, which is more important, a lesbian or a trans? I mean, you know, you got to go more wokeism.
Well, you're creating a civil war inside the LGBTQIA plus yada 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 community there.
Who's left out of that list anyway? I don't know.
I don't know
either because it's got they're joined everybody else is in that list. I don't know who's not out.
The acronym gets bigger every time I see it. I can't keep up. I don't think they can keep up. It's
well,
but
you know I feel discriminated against if I'm not in there somewhere.
Well, oh my gosh. Well, Jeff, I don't know. We'll see, man. But hey, let me ask you this on being sort of serious here. Does the trade for Victor Boot and Brittany Griner, does it feel out of balance to you? Like wow, we just gave away the biggest international arms dealer in the world.
Well, I'm thinking Kamala Harris could have made a better deal than that.
Wow. Okay.
You know, because I mean, how dumb can you be? It's like, you know, well, we got this basketball player here, and then we got this notorious arms dealer. You know, it's like we're trading, you know, a mass murderer for somebody who's jaywalked.
That's about right. Yeah. That's about the level of the two offenses.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know, man.
If you can't get at least a 2-for-1 out of that, then you got to figure every deal he makes is kind of pretty.
I look at it and think, okay, they should have gotten both Waylon and Brittany Griner at the very least. And to me, it was like the arms dealer for the so-called espionage conviction for Waylon, and let's throw Griner in there as gravy. But somehow or another, it equated in Putin's mind and in Biden's mind that it was a fair trade for Brittany Griner for Victor Boot. I mean, it's just weird, man. There's more to it. I know there's more to it.
Well, it's a wonder we got as much as we did, actually. I mean, you got to remember, Joe Biden has been compromised by Putin. You know, so, I mean, he probably just could have said, hey, you know, release this guy. Oh, okay, yes, master. You know, everybody wants to say Trump was under Putin's thumb, but, you know, when your son gets like, what was it, $4 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow or whatever, for something? I mean, what was that for anyway?
I don't know that we'll ever know. But then again, I think we all know. All right.
Yeah. Have a good one, Phil.
Hey, Jeff, take care, buddy. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, what's interesting, though, is the bipartisan calls for this being reviewed are out there. So I got a story here from Daily Wire. And Boomer, you got a call for me? I will take that in a second. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, slammed President Biden Thursday for releasing notorious terrorist Victor Boot. This is the quote from Menendez. He said, "This should be a moment of deep reflection for the United States to recognize we have a serious problem with hostage taking of Americans. The Russians and other regimes that take American citizens hostage cannot pretend there is equivalence between the Brittany Griners of the world and people like Victor Boot. Nothing could be further from the truth. We must stop inviting dictatorial and rogue regimes to use Americans overseas as bargaining chips and do better at encouraging American citizens against traveling to places like Russia." But basically he said, "My heart goes out also to the families of other Americans in Russian prisons and labor camps, including Paul Whelan. They have my renewed commitment to try and bring them home." Anyway, the bottom line is he's saying, this did not look like a good deal. Wow. Well, listen, let me take the last call I got before we hit the top of the hour. Hey, Boomer, I'll take that call for good. Line 2, is that Sid? Sid from Huntsville. Sid, how you doing?
Doing good, yeah?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I think if we really want to get right down to it and admit what went on with this trade, we have to admit that this was all political on his part. By doing what he did, he has three different groups that he has now that he'll be able to go to and say, see what I did, you got to vote for me, and you got to vote for the Democrats. I think if anybody really wants to admit the truth, it was all a political move.
Well, Sid, you may be right, and I hate the idea of lives being traded for politics, but we will see, man. Hey, I'm up against the break. Sid, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, that's enough of that. We're going to go ahead and leave that topic for now. I'm going to continue to have shaping opinions on this, but right now my main concern is this appears to be a very unbalanced deal, and the idea that Victor Boot is out walking free and able to make trouble again in the world is rather galling, to be honest with you. We're going to come right back with a new topic. We're going to switch gears. School money, school choice. We have literally almost $2 billion, billion with a B, that has to be spent that we had not planned on collecting, but it just came in. And so we're going to talk to State Senator Arthur Orr, one of the budget chairmen from our Alabama legislature, to find out what they intend to do with this. Will there be any tax relief? Are they looking at upfunding education? Are we going to see things done differently? Where does it all fall in the realm of school choice, potentially, to improve Alabama's horrible school education scores? State Senator Arthur Orr coming up next. Y'all stay tuned.